Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jack Mayfield,
yeah,
and Miles Straw.
They're
so is he really throwing to hitters?
Going to rotate through.
But yeah. Is he really throwing to hitters?
Yeah, he is.
If he allows a hit, by the way, he doesn't need to come back.
Is it wrong that I don't even want him to throw?
You just want him to rest?
I want him to get the freaking elbow taken care of. Because you just said it, what I was thinking. He's probably going to have the surgery now in the offseason.
He's going to miss the year next year,
yeah.
Regardless. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, Justin Verlander trying to get back. NBA news. Clippers blow a 3-1 lead. Denver versus the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Second straight series where Denver has overcome a 3-1 deficit. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George sent home. Doc Rivers could be fired in Los Angeles. And we know that the Rockets are going to be in the business for a new head coach. This was Tillman Fertitta yesterday on CNBC talking about Daryl Morey and the process of hiring
the process.
A head coach.
You can talk to me about business all day long, but I personally wouldn't know what coach to hire. That's why you have a basketball operations team that's made of a half a dozen people that use all kind of analytics and experience. And, you know, they'll make a recommendation to me as they do about everything. And I'm the sign-off guy. Okay, that's it. And I wouldn't know how to interview a basketball coach. Now, if you want me to go interview a CEO for a company, I'll be the first one to say I think I'm better than anybody else. But, you know, to be successful in business, and I say this in my book, you better know what you know and you better know what you don't know. And I surely know what I don't know when it comes to basketball.
Is he growing or is he lying?
No, I think he's being honest. I don't know if growing is necessarily...
No, as an owner, is he starting to realize he doesn't know?
No, I think he knows that he needs to get this right because, he's feeling the heat. You and I, fans, a lot of people across town are like, man, you botched the Mike D'Antoni thing. National media, you know, all the guys that are on Daryl Morey's speed dial, you know, Woj and all those guys are telling... You know, are talking about how they botched the D'Antoni deal. I think he's going to trust Morey, which, again, Daryl Morey's safe, and then he's going to sign off on it. But that doesn't mean he's still not going to meddle. He's a meddler. He's going to meddle.
Here's just an example, because he says he doesn't know much about basketball. He's a CEO type of guy. This is just the past. When Mike D'Antoni was here last offseason, Tillman Fertitta talking about contract extensions or non-contract extensions with former Rockets coach Mike D'Antoni.
I made Mike a great extension offer. It was one of the better base salaries in basketball, but also had the highest incentives in basketball. Mike could make $4 million in incentives. It was $4 million worth of incentives. And if you go from the second round to winning the championship, you can get there real easy. I would prefer him to always work with at least a two-year contract.
Okay, there's that. Also, last season when the Rockets lost to the Warriors, the guy who just said yesterday that he doesn't know much about basketball, talking about his team losing to the Golden State Warriors.
And they came to our home court and they kicked our ass, and that's just the way it is. They outscored us by 10 points in the fourth quarter. They won, they're the champions, and we lost.
Is it any more painful because it's in your backyard?
Hell yeah, it's more painful. You know, this was not fun, and I guarantee you, James and Chris and our team is very upset right now. They kicked our ass in our home court. They beat us by 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's unacceptable.
Okay, maybe he's growing. I'm serious. Like, maybe he's growing as an owner
too, though. I mean, anybody gets upset. If you're the owner of the team, you're ticked off.
But you should be a little more respectful of the players, right? maybe they'll pick up some Tillmanisms. You think James Harden and Chris Paul wanted to hear maybe they can – the guys who've played this game for three decades, you think they liked hearing their owner who owns restaurants say maybe they can pick up Tillmanisms and get over the hump? Do you think they enjoyed that?
Do they say restaurants?
They probably say restaurants.
Mm-hmm. They probably say restaurants because that's how most people say it.
It's a trick question.
Big news in college football, Big Ten. They're going to play football starting at the end of October. 8 games. They'll have a conference title game the same week as the Big 12, ACC, and SEC. Pac-12 still MIA.
Yeah, that's the story, man. I mean, first of all, the Big Ten looks goofy, dumb. I mean, indecisive. All of a sudden, they're seeing some things happening that are encouraging, and they jump on in. Doesn't make them look any better. Pac-12 is not doing it. I don't know how they're going to play this out, like Rose Bowl-ish, you know, how they're going to do that. I know they're not necessarily tied to it, but after the playoff, they're tied to it. It'll be interesting.
The Big Ten kind of reminds me of Jerry Maguire, because when Jerry Maguire gets fired, he's like, all right, who's going with me? Let's go. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's go. And only Renee Zellweger followed him out, was the Pac-12.
Yeah.
That was the Pac-12. And now Jerry Maguire didn't come running back to the firm, mm-hmm. but the Big Ten basically just came running back to the firm. And old Renee Zellweger, a.k.a. the Pac-12, is just kind of on their own, at their sister's, at a man-hating party.
Did he write a manifesto like Jerry Maguire?
Something like that. 713-572-4610 to get in. It is hump day here on In the Loop. Deshaun Watson, never thought I would say this. I'm not going to lie. I did not think I would say this. He's getting sued. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.